Part 7. Sir Tristan of Lyonesse.
King Arthur looked at him and said,
Minstrel, why do you know the story of Tristan and Isolde?
The minstrel got up from his stool and said,
Because I am Tristan of Lyonesse.
Everyone in the great hall was very surprised. King Arthur stood up and said,
Welcome to Camelot, Sir Tristan. And welcome to the Round Table. Many years ago, Merlin, the magician, said, One day Sir Tristan will be a knight of the Round Table. He was right. Look, there's a seat with your name, next to Sir Lancelot. Sit down, Sir Tristan. Today's an important day for us because we have another brave knight at the Round Table.
This is a great honour for me,
said Tristan, sitting down.
Thank you, King Arthur.
The other knights cheered and welcomed him. Sir Tristan became an important knight of the Round Table, and the other knights liked him because he was brave, kind, and loyal. Only the bravest knights could sit at the Round Table. He fought for King Arthur in many wars and battles, and had many adventures in the kingdom. But he was always sad because he could not forget Isolde. He thought about her all the time, day and night. The years passed, and one day he went to Brittany in France, where he met the daughter of the Duke of Arundel. Her name was Isolde too, Isolde of the White Hands. She was a pretty young girl, and Tristan liked her.
Why do I like Isolde of the White Hands?
He thought.
Do I like her smile or her voice? Do I like her lovely white hands? Or do I like her name? Do I love her?
Tristan could not answer these questions, but he decided to marry her. Isolde of the White Hands was a good, loving wife. And Tristan was a kind, loyal husband. But he was not happy, because he could not forget Queen Isolde. She was his first and only love. Isolde of the White Hands knew this, and she was jealous.
Why can't Tristan love me like he loves her?
She thought. One day Tristan fought in a battle to help his wife's brother, Cahadin. It was a long, terrible battle, and Tristan was wounded with a poisoned spear. His wound made him very ill. He could not walk and stayed in bed a long time. But he did not get better. He got worse.
I'm very ill,
said Tristan to Cahadin.
And I think I'm going to die soon.
No, Tristan,
said Cahadin.
Don't say that. You helped me during the battle, and now I want to help you. Tell me what I can do, my friend.
Only Queen Isolde of Cornwall can cure my wound, because the spear was poisoned,
said Tristan weakly.
She learned the secrets of the magic herbs from her mother.
Then I'll sail to Tintagel immediately and ask Queen Isolde to come here and cure you,
said Cahadin.
Oh, Cahadin, thank you,
said Tristan.
If Isolde comes with you, raise the white sail on your ship. But if she doesn't, then raise the black sail.
Very well,
said Cahadin.
I'm leaving this evening.
Isolde of the White Hands heard this conversation, and she was angry and jealous. Cahadin sailed to Cornwall and told King Mark and Queen Isolde about Tristan's wound. I must go and cure his wound with my magic herbs, said Queen Isolde. I'm the only person who can save his life. King Mark looked at his wife and said,
Time is helping me to forget many things. I think I can trust you now, Isolde. Go and cure Tristan's wound.
Yes, my king, said Queen Isolde quietly. You can trust me. Isolde left Cornwall with Cahadine the same day, with some bottles of herbs and potions. When the ship arrived near Tristan's castle, Cahadine raised the white sail. Tristan was very weak and could not get up from bed and look out of the window. He called his wife and said,
"Go and look out of the window. Cahadine's ship will be here soon. Can you see it?"
Isolde of the White Hands went to the window and saw Cahadine's ship with its big white sail.
"Oh no,"
she thought.
"The sail's white. Queen Isolde is here."
She was very jealous.
"Yes, Tristan,"
said Isolde of the White Hands.
"Cahadine's ship is here."
"What colour is the sail?"
asked Tristan weakly.
"The sail is black,"
answered Isolde of the White Hands.
"Oh, no! Isolde, my love,"
said Tristan sadly.
"You didn't come to me. I won't see your beautiful face again. Oh, dearest Isolde, dearest Isolde."
And then he closed his eyes and died. Queen Isolde came to Tristan's room and saw his dead body. She sat down on the bed and looked at him for the last time. Her sadness was very great, and her heart broke. She died next to him.
"What did I do? My terrible jealousy killed them both,"
said Isolde of the White Hands, and she was very sorry. But it was too late. Tristan and Isolde were buried together in one grave, and over the grave, Isolde of the White Hands planted two rose trees, a red one and a white one. They grew together with red and white roses. And this is the end of the great love story of Sir Tristan of Lyonesse and Queen Isolde of Cornwall.